Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help each of us to walk in your ways. I pray, Lord, that your spirit would be in the midst of the Bible study. I pray that you would be our teacher. You would give us wisdom. You would give us understanding and clarity. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, I will begin on page 85. And today we're going to look at Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. So please grab your Bibles if you do not have a workbook. We are beginning the week 6 lessons in the Bible study, again found on page 85. And the introduction says, directed by the Spirit of God, the Old Testament prophet Amos wrote that the Lord does nothing but what he told his prophets before him. God does not want us in the dark when it comes to the future. Thus, Jesus prepared his own for what was yet to come, drawing on words from the law and the prophets, words already familiar to them, to make his point. Listen carefully to his words, beloved of God, as it will prepare you for the challenging days ahead. Remember, Jesus is there for you in any and every crisis. You can live as more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Romans 8, 37 through 39. In the observation section, it says, yet again, we find Jesus in the temple teaching. However, instead of answering questions, we find Jesus asking them. He wants the people to reason through their understanding of the Christ or Messiah. Okay. Again, we're looking at Mark chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. We're going to mark all references to Jesus, and we're going to also mark every reference to the word teaching with a capital T. Verse 35 says, and Jesus began to say, as he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? So there I mark Jesus, I mark he with a cross, the word taught with a capital T. I marked Christ, and I mark the phrase son of David as well with a cross. Verse 36, David himself said in the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and I, let me repeat that. David himself said in the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. In the last verse, David himself calls him Lord. So in what sense is he his son? And the large crowd enjoyed listening to him. So I marked him with a cross for Jesus. Okay, so again, we just have three verses. And Jesus began to say, as he taught in the temple, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself said in the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. David himself calls him Lord. So in what sense is he his son? And the large crowd enjoyed listening to him. Okay, so for this short passage, we actually have about 8 questions that we need to address pertaining to these verses. The first is, where was Jesus and what was he teaching? Jesus was in the temple and he was expounding on the scribes' teaching that Christ is the son of David. He posed to the crowd asking, how can that be? He posed that question to the crowd. And if you look specifically at verse 35, it says, how is it that the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? Okay, so he posed that question to them. Moving on to the next question. In the light of all you've learned, why is this important? Well, we read in Mark chapter 10 that Bartimaeus referred to Jesus also as the son of David. Also, we read in the inside box on page 62 of the workbook that according to the Old Testament prophecies, the Christ, the Messiah, had to be the son of David. God made a covenant with David that his descendant would sit on the throne of Israel forever. And there's cross references in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and also Psalm chapter 89. Okay, the next question says, what did Jesus do to make his point? In other words, what was his source and what can you learn from this when trying to explain truth? Well, Jesus quoted what David himself said under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And specifically, David said, as we look back at verse 36, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. Okay. So here we see that Jesus referred back to the Word of God. So when we're explaining truth, we also should go directly to the Word of God versus use our own opinions or what we've heard. We need to go to the ultimate truth, which is the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Okay, question 4 says, read verse 36 and put a triangle over the first occurrence of Lord and any pronouns that refer to him. Who is this? So going back to verse 36, it says again, put a triangle over the first occurrence of Lord and any pronouns that refer to him. Once we've done that, who is this? So going back to verse 36, it says here, the Lord said to my Lord, so put a triangle over Lord, sit at my right hand, so put a triangle over my, until I put your enemies beneath your feet. So mark I as well with a triangle. And here David is speaking about God the Father. Question 5 says, according to verse 36, what did the Holy Spirit say through David about his Lord, the one who is being spoken to? And of course, we just read that and it says, sit at my right hand. God said, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. Okay. Moving on to question 6, mark all references to him, including your, what they see for Christ. Who is this Lord you just marked? So going back again to verse 36, David himself said in the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, so mark Lord there with a capital C, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. So mark your and your with a capital C for Christ. And also look at the next verse, verse 37. David himself calls him Lord.
So in what sense is he his son? So that part of verse 37, you would mark him and Lord and he with the capital C for Christ. Okay, and he's referring to Jesus Christ. Question 7, what question did Jesus pose in verse 37? What did he want his listeners to understand? Again, the question is, if David calls him Lord, so in what sense is he his son? Okay. And so again, as we even read in the observation section, he wants the people to reason through their understanding of who Jesus Christ is. He's also, of course, the Messiah. Okay. And the last question, before I get to the last question, I want to share with you a commentary from Tony Evans that basically explained in a little bit more detail verse 37. So bear with me as I read his summarization of verse 37. And it is, so if David call his descendant my Lord, clearly he was more than merely David's son. Jesus was using the scriptures to show that the Messiah would indeed be a human descendant of David, but he would also be far more. He would be divine. The son of David is also the Lord of David. Jesus is fully man and fully God. Okay. And the last question says, who is King David's Lord? Think about it. Who was it the crowd enjoyed listening to and blind Bartimaeus identified as the son of David? So, of course, we know that to be Jesus Christ, God in the flesh.
I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.